Many Christians go around feeling defeated and unable to conquer their problems or to conquer sin. And many don't know how to get the victory. What does the Bible say about it?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about Christian victory. Getting victory over your circumstances. Getting victory over sin, getting victory in every area of your life where you need it. Many Christians go about being very disturbed over the fact that they seem to fail in their Christian faith walk, or at least they think they do, when in actuality, the problem is that they simply do not know how to apply the Word of God to their lives, to see the Word of God work to bring them the victory that they need. So we're going to study today some scriptures on victory, and we're going to learn to apply those things to our lives so that we can see victory manifest. Guess what? God is for you, not against you. And God wants you to succeed. And you must believe that without doubting in your heart, that God wants you to succeed. So the first thing that is required is to get rid of the negative thinking. Get rid of negative thinking. And to learn to be positive and to speak words of faith. Faith is trust on Christ. Scripture says in Mark 11:22, have faith in God. But that faith that it is speaking of is a trust on Christ. And so we need to learn how to take possession of that. When it says, have faith in God, that is actually a loose translation of the Greek of the New Testament. The actual literal Greek says, have the faith of God. Let me say that one more time. Have the faith of God, or the God kind of faith, is another way of saying it. Have the God kind of faith, the faith of God, the faith that God has. What is that faith? Well, when God speaks, he has the faith that the words that he releases do what he intends them to do. Then in John 14:12, God says, the things I do, you will do, and greater, for I go to the Father. So we are supposed to do the things that Jesus does. So if God spoke things into existence in Genesis chapter 1, 9 times, it says, and God said, and it was. And guess what? In those verses, for each thing that he created, he only said it one time, and then he went on to something else, because he believed that the words that he released from his mouth would do what he intended them to do. That is the faith of God. When you believe that your faith confession, the faith-filled words that you speak over your life, over your loved ones, over your circumstances, in line with the Word of God, do what you intend them to do, you are using the faith of God. So, we learn from the Scriptures that Abraham in Romans 4 called those things that be not as if they already were. In other words, he didn't deny the issues, the problems, what was existing, but he called them differently by faith. So if I have an illness, God forbid, and I say, I call this illness healed by faith on Christ Jesus' name, calling the things that are not as if they already are, I am using the faith of God. And faith confession. Faith involves a faith confession. We must speak what we intend to obtain. In James chapter 1, we read, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe, that means trust, and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position. But the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossoms falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what God says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, by doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Here, James is telling us not to fear, not to give up, but to submit to God and let God do a work in us. The reason so many people fail in getting victory in their Christian faith walk is because they are trying to do it under their own power and under their own effort, and they do not realize that that is not the way it is done. You see, the kingdom does not work like the world. In the world, you have to earn everything. In the kingdom, everything is given by grace, God's love and favor and power and victory to you and to me, which you and I cannot earn or deserve. God does it not because of what we do. God does it because of who he is. And so everything in the kingdom is given by grace. Everything in the kingdom is taken possession of by faith, which is trust on God. Everything in the kingdom is demonstrated by action, and the kingdom operates by revelation of the word of God only. What are the actions that demonstrate the kingdom? Well, if you want to see an answer to prayer, you must pray first. If you want to see a healing, you must lay hands first and impart healing. If you want to see a prophecy fulfilled, you must step out in faith under the anointing of the prophet, if you are one, and speak a prophecy first to see it come to pass. The kingdom is demonstrated by action. And what is the single most important action to get victory in your Christian faith walk? Well, we learn that from 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith, not by sight. Faith, not sight. Again, we walk by faith, not by sight. And that faith is a conviction that God will come through for us according to his word. God is for you and not against you. And that's a very important thing to understand when it comes to facing problems. We must protect ourselves. Ephesians 6:13 says, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. How do I put on the full armor of God? Read Ephesians chapter 6. It says, put on the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, and shod your feet with the shoes of the gospel of peace. In your left hand, pick up the shield of faith with which to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. And in your right hand, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word. And so when I put on the full armor, it's a simple prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, I put on the helmet of salvation, for you are my salvation. The breastplate of righteousness, for you are my righteousness. I gird my waist with the belt of truth, for you are my truth. I ground my feet with the shoes of the gospel of peace, for you are my peace. In my left hand, I pick up the shield of faith with which to quench every fiery dart of the enemy, for you are my faith. And in my right hand, the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, for you are the word, Lord Christ. Covering myself this day and all loved ones with the blood of Christ Jesus, all in Christ Jesus' name. We must be prepared for battle. Jesus even said it, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent, meaning the spiritually violent, not the physically violent, spiritually violent, take it by force. Our battle is against evil spirits. In Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4, it says, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. And the Old Testament scripture also says the battle is the Lord's. But guess what? In Jeremiah 51:20, the Lord says, but you are my battle axe, my weapon of war. So we need to learn spiritual warfare, and we need to learn the prayer of binding and loosing, binding Satan and evil spirits, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places of Ephesians 6, and loosing, untying the person, place, or thing, and every command in the name of Christ Jesus. It immobilizes the enemy. It stops his works dead, and it gives us victory. That's Matthew 16:19 and Matthew 18:18. And so we must understand that we must use our authority in Christ. Our authority in Christ. Luke 10:19, I give you power to trample over serpents and scorpions. That's the devil and the demons and the fallen angels. Yes, you have the power. Jesus says so. Jesus cannot lie. I give you power to trample over serpents and scorpions and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you. Well, power over all the power of the enemy would include Satan. And in that same chapter, Luke 10:17, the apostles ran to Jesus and said, even the demons obey us in your name. Demons must obey any command given in the name of Christ Jesus. So when you say, I bind you in the name of Christ Jesus, you must have the faith of God, believing your words do what you intend them to do. Just as when God releases words, he believes that they do what he wants them to do. Why? Because words are spiritual and words are creative. And they create spiritual circumstances that give us victory. So, we must know, we must understand that God is for us and that God is not against us. You must have faith and not be discouraged in your faith walk. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, It says, no temptation, the actual word there in the original Greek is testing, no testing has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tested, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. So you say, well, I haven't overcome sin. Remember I said the kingdom is granted by grace, taken possession of by faith, demonstrated by action. Well, in the world you have to earn things. In the kingdom everything is given, grace. So now you have to apply the principles, like I said at the beginning of the broadcast, and walk in them. So, in the kingdom, we get victory not by warring under our own power, our own effort. We get victory by surrendering the problems to Jesus, surrendering the sin to Jesus. And Jesus then puts grace on us to overcome and gives us the victory. So victory in the faith walk and overcoming sin is by surrendering it, not fighting it, surrendering it, giving it to Jesus, saying to Him, I did this, I repent, I'm sorry, Lord, I surrender it to You to put in the death work of the cross in Your name, and You tell Him what it is. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Who will do it? He will do it. You see, if you could conquer sin by your own self-effort, who would get the glory? You would. But guess what? In the Scripture, throughout Old Testament and even in the New Testament, the Scripture says God shares His glory with no one. So if you're going to try to do it, guess what Jesus is going to do? He's going to sit back, cross His arms, and wait for you to finish and give up. And then at your point of giving up and surrender, He steps in and says, now I can do something. Why? He shares His glory with no one. He wants to have all the glory for Himself, and rightfully so. So you have to learn to operate in the kingdom. And so the kingdom is granted by grace, taken possession of by faith, demonstrated by action. Surrender is the key to overcoming sin and even circumstances. Giving them to Jesus, letting Him live His life in you and through you. You see, ultimately, the Christian faith walk is a changed life for an exchanged life. You give Christ all your problems and sins and everything else and testings, and Jesus gives you His life and lives it in you and through you to give you the victory. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? I believe Christ is calling you to Him. How do I know? There'll be in you a desire to know more about Him. That is the Holy Spirit drawing you. Don't resist, move with it. Pray this prayer now aloud, won't you? To invite Christ into your heart, He gives you a promise. He will come in and fellowship with you, and He will manifest Himself to you to prove to you that He is real. It is self-proving. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin, the Lord Jesus Christ will do all the rest.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask Your forgiveness. I invite You into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess You before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.